Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this live radio broadcast. And before we get too much further into the program here, let me find out why my microphone is not very responsive. I hope that's better. That's the first time that's happened. How about that? We did have a computer glitch earlier today, so maybe that has something to do with it. So if anybody gives me feedback on audio, I would appreciate it, because we do seem to be having a little bit of a glitch. So let me know if it's not coming through clearly or with enough volume, etc. So again, this is the 11th of May, year 2016, and we've entitled today's program Katyn Massacre. And the reason for that is because we have short memories these days, and we need to remember things such as the Katyn Massacre of 1940 and who really did the dirty deed versus who was blamed for it, because it has a lot to do with what's going on today. Before we get into the meat of the matter here, we do want to dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh, in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. So you folks didn't even know, but all these years you actually were speaking our ancient tongue of Paleo Hebrew every time you sang a hymn and said hallelujah. In fact, you speak Welsh as well whenever you would call your father dad, because that's the Welsh word for father, dad. And we know the Welsh language is a direct descendant of Paleo Hebrew. Do you see how it all ties in together? The Jews of Israel, the country we call Israel, it's a lie, because they are a lie, speak Yiddish. And their language is an ancient German one, and it's mixed with some Russian and modern terms, and maybe even a few Yiddish terms, etc. But it is definitely not Paleo Hebrew, and it's not related to the Welsh language. For those folks who would like to help us out financially or to obtain the information, you can go to our website, byyahwehsdesign.com. And for comments or constructive criticism, please use this email address, bydpastordan@yahoo.com. Okay, so again, we do thank our listeners for inviting us in, and for those who support us, thank you for your generosity. A couple quick quotes. First one by Thomas Jefferson: when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Remember what General Douglas MacArthur said to the cadets at his acceptance speech at the academy? Duty, honor, country. It still applies today. What is the duty of a soldier? What is the duty of the man of the house? What is the duty of an Israelite? When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. It reminds me of the book of Proverbs, where it says very plainly, we are to resist evil with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul. That means completely. Every part of you should resist evil. And if you're not, then shame on you. This quote is from Thomas Paine. The strength and power of despotism consists wholly in the fear of resistance. In other words, the despot has strength and power over we the people only in the measure of the amount of fear that we have to our resisting that despotism. Does that make sense? Should make perfect sense. The founding fathers were brilliant men. If only we would remember that and bring forth a lot of their teachings, etc., and keep it before our memory. That is one of the reasons why I am bringing up the subject of the Katyn massacre tonight, because I'm watching a movie that was produced by the Polish people in memory and to correct a great wrong, much like the USS Liberty. For quite some time, it was suppressed, the truth of that strafing and bombing in the 1960s of a U.S. naval vessel off the coast of Israel. It was a spy ship. It only had a couple 50 caliber machine guns on it for defense, that's all. And the Israelis, very plainly, knowing full well that it was an American vessel, spent 2 hours strafing, machine gunning, bombing, and torpedoing that ship. It is by the grace of God the captain and the sailors aboard was able to get that ship back to safety. 2 hours sitting as a sitting duck on the water. And yet the Arabs were blamed for that. And when it became known that the Israelis did it and they knew full well, the American military high command told the survivors of the USS Liberty to keep their mouths shut. And they made it very plain that our government would make their lives not only miserable, but they even tacitly implied that they would do physical harm both to the survivors and to their families. And you heard me right. Members of the high command of the United States military and high-level politicians within Washington, D.C. and the White House and Congress were all complicit in hiding the murder of those sailors and the attempted sinking of our ship by our so-called greatest ally in the Middle East. Really? Since when do allies strafe, bomb, and torpedo your ships and murder your sailors? Last time I checked, that's not an ally, that's an enemy. And the reason I bring that up, because that's more recent. That happened about 20-some years after the end of the Second World War, whereas the Katyn massacre happened in 1940. Now, what happened was the Soviets had invaded Poland. The Germans had also taken back part of Poland, but it was the part of Poland that had been taken from the Germans in World War I. So propagandists make it like the Germans wanted to conquer Poland when really what they wanted was their own land back. So they stopped at that point, whereas the Russians did invade Poland. And they rounded up approximately 22,000 Polish soldiers, officers, including generals and high-ranking officers, police officers, intelligence agents, landowners, factory owners, lawyers, officials, and priests were part of the Polish intelligentsia that the Soviets, let's call it what it was. They weren't Soviets. They were Bolshevik Jews. The Reds were Bolshevik Jews. We got to stop giving these pseudo names and synonyms for culprits who've committed crimes against humanity and call them what they were. Jews. Bolshevik Jews. Financed and led by New York City banks owned by Jews. So once again, the truth finally comes out, and though the Germans were blamed for the Katyn massacre, and again, 22,000 people. Now, they weren't all buried in the woods at Katyn. Some of them were buried in other places, but it all comes under the title of the Katyn massacre because that's where the mass grave was found by the German army. I believe it was in 1943. So about 3 years later, the Germans found the grave. But in the meantime, the Soviets, the Jews, put out propaganda that all of these Polish individuals, including the soldiers and policemen, were murdered by the Germans, when in fact it was the Jews, the Bolshevik, communist, Khazar, Zionist Jews, the very people that Jesus Christ condemned all through the New Testament, the very people he said were the sons of Satan, murderers, liars, and thieves from the beginning, and responsible for all, and I repeat the word all, of the innocent blood shed from Abel to Zechariah. Now, was Christ a liar? You tell me. You claim to be Christians. You claim to believe in the scriptures. And I'm even talking to you so-called Judeo-Christians that want to keep your heads buried in the New Testament instead of paying attention to what our Father told us in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Jesus Christos, never had a good thing to say about a Jew. And yet you people in your churches call him a Jew, the Jewish carpenter. You're calling him a devil. You're calling him a murderer, a liar, and a thief. Do you realize that? So these people brutally murdered. You know, and as you read the story, and you can go online and do the search. Wikipedia has a long article on it, and there are many other sites as well that talk about in great detail the killing chambers, the murdering chambers that were built by these Jew Bolshevik communists, the NKVD, which is their secret police. Today, you might refer to them as the Mossad. It's the same thing. And how they set up killing chambers so that they could process 200 to 300 individuals in a single night, bringing them in as if they're going to be interrogated, and then putting them up against the wall and putting a bullet in the back of their head using a German pistol because the Russian-made pistols weren't reliable enough. And for a second reason, they could claim plausible deniability and say, look, it was a German pistol that did it, when all along it was Bolshevik, Khazar, communist Jews. Do you see a pattern developing here, folks? How many times over these programs on Eurofolk Radio and many other places now, people are starting to speak out about these types of crimes committed by these monsters? Shame, shame on the Russian people to allow them to take over their land, to kill the best of the white Russians, and subject the rest of those that remain to the hell that came after. And then to turn this Red Army loose on the rest of Europe. Shame on the British and the Americans, the Canadians and the French and the Australians who assisted in destroying the National Socialist Germans. Yeah, I said ashamed. You should be ashamed because it was the German army that stood between the Red Army and Europe. It was the German army dedicated to fight to the death to stop these red Bolshevik communist Jew hordes from murdering innocent people all over Europe the way they had murdered the people in Russia, and they had murdered the Polish soldiers and police officers in the Katyn Forest. Murderers. And the German army stood up against them, willing to fight to the last man, especially those in the Waffen-SS. And we destroyed that army at the bidding of these bastards called Jews, who eked their way into the governments of the white nations I've already described. There is no punishment severe enough for these traitors to our race and to all of humanity. To turn these creatures loose on us because of the bribery, the blackmail, the intimidation and threats of these monsters, these creatures. You know, the Apostle John in the Greek language wrote of the Jews as if they sprang from an alien race. There was so much difference between the Jews and Christ and his disciples. Those aren't my words. They come out of a Greek English lexicon that's sitting on my shelf. That is the producers of this collegiate lexicon back in the 1980s when I bought it. That's their words, not mine. They understood Greek far better than I do or you do. And they said the Apostle John, the beloved, very clearly made it so in his writings that he considered the Jews springing from an alien race. And indeed they are alien. Everything about them is alien to what is good and decent in this world. You know, and we talk about these atrocities. And in the modern era, we could talk about Oklahoma City, Randy Weaver's family, the Branch Davidians, the Twin Towers, Sandy Hook, Boston Marathon, and many, many more false flags orchestrated and carried out by elements of these same creatures to promote their propaganda and to pull the wool over our eyes. When, Father Yahweh, when are we ever going to wake up? When are the decent people that are left in this world ever going to take a stand against these creatures and arrest them and put them on trial for the crimes that they have committed? Yeah, you need to study up, people, on the USS Liberty and the Katyn Forest Massacre. And Katyn is K-A-T-Y-N. And what those poor Polish individuals suffered, and the rest of Poland has suffered ever since under the hand of these Jewish bastards. And I'm being polite calling them bastards, because if you read the writings of those in antiquity, they had much worse things to say about these monsters that have been let loose upon us. And with their control of the media and control of the money, they have brainwashed people into thinking they who commit things like this atrocity are God's chosen people, really, and that we should hate the Germans. Really? That's funny. The Germans didn't kill their own people. The Germans were far more honorable than the Soviets ever even pretended to be. But that's the strength of propaganda. That's also the strength of people that have untold wealth from their underhanded usury banking system, that they can dump money into the weaker members of our society's pockets, buying them off so that they will attest to pretty much anything they say. That's where these pseudo-scientists and pseudo-experts get on television telling us about global warming and all of the other false sciences and false reports that simply give them a ruse to bring about more of their new world order. Shame, shame on us. When, and I do say when, are we ever going to learn? I want to check here real quick and see. Okay. Hopefully, did the sound quality get better? If somebody out there could send me a quick text or whatever just to let me know, because I have no way. The meters tell me that the sound quality is where it should be, but again, there's no way for me to know without being out there listening in. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? So anyway, you better wake up, folks. You better wake up. Now, we know that this atrocity happened, and for many years, the wrong people were blamed. Now, our enemy is the Jew. If anybody hasn't figured that out yet, you're pretty much dumber than a box of rocks. The Jew is the enemy, all right? Just like Ted Nugent finally woke up and realized that everybody trying to steal our guns is Jewish, and he put it on his Facebook account. Boy, did that create a stir. And there's other people in Hollywood and other celebrities and sports figures who figured this out. I remember years ago when Steve Carlton was being prepared to enter into the National Baseball League's Hall of Fame. And in Philadelphia, he played for the Phillies, at a banquet in his honor, he made the statement that the world is controlled by 12 Zionist families. Can you imagine the stir that that caused? And I remember the next day in all of the major newspapers in South Jersey and in Southeast Pennsylvania around Philadelphia, every major Jew-controlled newspaper excoriated Steve Carlton, even though he was recognized as being a superb athlete and a very, very intelligent individual. And they basically called him everything but a white man. And I took that newspaper, two or three of them, to work with me. And I even made photocopies, because back then we didn't have the internet to scan things and send them out. That was in its infancy at that time. So the only way to do it was I made photocopies and handed them out and put some in envelopes and mailed them to relatives and friends. And I asked them to take a look at these articles that were denigrating such a phenomenal baseball player as Steve Carlton. He was a pitcher. And I asked him to look at this article saying that he was anti-Jewish, anti-Semite, crazy, unfit for the Hall of Fame. It just went on and on and on. I said, but in these articles, where does it ever say that he wasn't telling the truth? Do you see how the devil's in the details, people? Do you see how Satan's kids work? They put all this negative publicity in there to create a situation around this phenomenal baseball player, because he simply stated the truth, of course. But you're not supposed to do that, even back then, and that was in the 1990s. But he had the audacity at his own banquet to make that statement. But in the articles, they never said it wasn't true. But he just should not have said it. And so their push was to get him to be taken out of the Hall of Fame. Do you see how they work, people? You got to understand your enemy, and they are our enemy. Now, a lot of people say, well, we have enemies amongst other races, too. Well, yeah, yes and no. Yes and no. Christ Jesus told us in the scriptures that these Jews, these Pharisees and Sadducees, these descendants of their father Lucifer, Satan, the devil, whatever term you have for him, they come from the pits of hell. And he said they're responsible for all of the innocent blood. Why is that? Because they undermined all of our institutions that would prevent innocent people from being hurt. If our soldiers and police officers were led by honorable men and occasionally women, and they were under our righteous leadership, they would be protecting innocent life instead of shedding innocent blood. Do you see how it works? Prisoners and people that we catch committing murder would be executed. They wouldn't be set loose by this insane judicial system and criminal justice system we have today in America and around the world. It's completely insane. Why? Because it goes against God's law. Our Heavenly Father said there's only two forms of punishment allowed: execution and restitution, none of which includes a prison system run by Jewish-owned companies called prison industries, where they use the prisoners as slave labor to make their damn companies more profits. Because after all, to the Jew, money, gold God, is their God. Money and the things money buys. That's what they worship. They do it in plain sight. They got the prisons right there. They've got the trailers set right up outside. Prison industries. You just drive by thinking everything's hunky-dory. You need to talk to people that have been in those prisons and what goes on in there. But you're too busy drinking your beer, playing your sports, chasing your women, and watching your soap operas in your reality TV, aren't you? You can't be bothered with such things, right? You don't want to study about the Katyn Forest Massacre. It would take some of your precious time away from your pursuits of hedonistic pleasure. You wonder why we're in the shape we're in. Well, praise Yahweh, on my recent road trip, and that's why I do apologize for the last two shows not being here, I got to meet people that have decided to shut off their televisions and their radios and get involved. To my amazement, it included many veterans. It included a pastor, it included police officers and sheriff's department individuals, it included a small town mayor and other people who have woken up and are getting involved. I'm going to attempt to get one of the constitutional sheriffs from that region to be on this radio show and talk about his efforts to get elected and then to basically form militias, though they won't be called that. But it's local militias to protect the people, because you can't trust, you certainly can't trust the federal government. That's just in your face. If you don't see that, you're crazy. You're just plain crazy. So they're untrustworthy, and they deserve to be called untrustworthy. Look at their department, their deportment. And people say, well, that's not fair because there should be some good ones in there. Where are they? Where are the good generals? Where are the good admirals? I know a lot of them got booted out by this charlatan and quack we have in the White House right now, but that was his handlers, because he hasn't got a he's a lick of intelligence between his ears. It's indistinguishable. The animal kingdom has more intelligence than that individual has. So it's his handlers, which are Jews. His Jewish handlers had him get rid of some of our best officers. Now, at least we're not back in 1940 when the Reds came in and murdered 22,000 of these Polish police officers, soldiers, and intelligentsia. They just took them out in the woods and in the killing chambers and put bullets in their heads. And the reason I'm telling you that is you people need to wake the hell up. And I'm talking to you police officers and soldiers, and to you intelligentsia, meaning your lawyers, officials, priests, factory owners, businessmen and women. This is what they do when they come in and they can get away with it. Over here, they have a little bit of a problem. It's called the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and the fact that Americans tend to be rebels, renegades. Praise Yahweh that we have people with that kind of an attitude. We don't roll over for these kind of people. And I can bet you that if we were to resurrect the 22,000 individuals murdered in Poland in 1940, they would tell you they wish they had stormed the gates rather than go down the way they did. I'll bet you they would have said we should have never surrendered. Even in the face of overwhelming military superiority, we should never have surrendered our weapons and allowed them to march us into those rooms and execute us and dump our bodies into mass graves. You know, isn't it funny, if you want to use that term, the very things these Bolshevik communist Jews did to these Polish people, it's the very thing they blame the Germans for doing to the Jews. And yet it was the Jews doing it to the innocent people. Do you see how they always turn it around? They always blame everybody else for doing what the Jews do. Even through the centuries, they've tried to tell us the Romans crucified Christ. Really? How do you figure that when Pontius Pilate made it very clear he found no offense in the Christ? He found no offense in the Christ. Basically telling the Jews of that day, I'm not going to crucify this guy simply because you don't like him. I find no fault in him. He's no threat to the Roman authorities. He's a threat to you lying bastard Jews. So what did the Jews do? They whipped up the crowd, and since it was a holiday, they have a tradition at that time, the Romans did, that the people could have one person condemned to death released. And of course, Pontius Pilate assumed, since this man was completely innocent, that the mob would cry out for Christ Jesus to be spared. But the Jews made sure that didn't happen, didn't they? Don't they always? You people just don't get it, do you? You don't ever wake up. You're too busy playing church. I did run into that during my trip, too. The Judeo-Christians praying for God to save America. They all know we're in trouble. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see the fact that this country's in big, big trouble. But they're praying to Baal. And you say, well, no, they're praying to God. Well, our Heavenly Father has a name, and God isn't it. Baal, B-A-A-L, Baal, means Lord. So they're praying to Baal, who created all of this mischief, Lucifer and his kids. They're praying to Baal to please not harm any more people. And, oh, please, Lord Baal, would you clean up America and stop all the killing and all of the poisoned food and water and air and all the things that these misfits in Washington are doing and also doing to innocent people around the world. Oh, Lord Bale, please stop. Bale's just sitting there laughing his ass off. Unbelievable, the ignorance of these people. Praying to Bale to fix the problems that Bale created. Asking the Jew to fix the problems the Jew has created. You people are insane. Absolutely insane. Now praise Yahweh. One of the young men that I met, an Army veteran, very outspoken, very much for our Messiah and the truth and justice, told me just today that he started using the Father's name both in the heavens as Yahweh and on the earth as Yahshua. And he said, I could feel the difference when you call upon his name, just like the book says. He could feel both that inward Holy Spirit power that comes when you pray to the Father, the power that's in that sacred name. And he also could feel a cleansing and a healing to his own body. Praise Yahweh. We've often said from the beginning of this radio show 17 years ago, if we have to bring the Israelites into the kingdom, dragging one at a time, then that's exactly how we'll do it. The church world, the mega churches out there and the televangelists, all they care about is making millions and millions and millions of dollars. They've been sold out to Satan. Their souls are meaningless. They've made it clear what they worship. Whereas the people here at Eurofolk Radio and the other radio stations were true Israelites who love Father Yahweh. We pretty much all have the opinion that, A, we know we're not going to get rich doing this. In fact, we don't even get paid, period. We have an occasional donation comes in and praise Yahweh for it. But the point of it is, it wouldn't even pay the bills. And we're just talking about rent and car and a water bill. And we're talking about small ones, not big ones. But that's not the point. And in some ways, I'm kind of glad it is that way, because I have no forces or no pressure to bend to anybody's will, because I don't owe them anything. So praise Yahweh for that. And I'm talking about the other hosts and teachers and watchmen on the wall. They're not doing this for money, because there is no money in it. In fact, just the opposite. It costs us money out of our pocket. It costs us time out of our lives. It costs us effort to dig and research and interview, seeking the truth where it has been hidden from us. Why? Because we love the Father. We love our people. We love the truth. I wish to God the rest of my race was the same way. When you give up worshiping that damn Jew money and you start thinking about what the Father wants, and what he gave us. And we don't need these despicable creatures that Christ condemned to hell and their damn Babylonian money. Worship the Father and the truth, people. And praise Yahweh that the truth of who committed this horrific murder of innocent life in Katyn Forest in Poland, finally, by 1990, came out. Isn't it interesting that the Soviets released the documentation that we could find out who actually committed the crime when most of the perpetrators had died? You know, that same Jewish trait happens here in the United States. Our government puts documents and locks and seals them till 50, 60 years down the road when the conspirators are dead. And the American people just take it as if it's okay. Wait a minute. They work for me. I've got conspirators. I have treason in my government, and you're allowed to seal the evidence of that up for 50, 60, 70 years? Whoever came up with that should be in prison themselves. They should be standing in front of a military tribunal that is investigating their efforts to cover up the treason. But oh no, not in Babylonian America, not in Babylonian Canada, not in Babylonian Europe, where the white man has basically took a step aside to let every other race come in and make their decision, including these damnable Jews. I just found out my kinsman across the ocean elected a Muslim for mayor of London. When does the insanity stop? I'm going to tell you another thing. People are sitting here clamoring about Donald Trump, and I got news for you. Donald Trump's not one of us, okay? Is he saying the right things? Well, he's just like a Ross Perot and even Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan made great speeches, got everybody all whipped up into a lather, but was he a true conservative? Well, let's see. Government went up tremendously under Reagan's watch. The federal budget went sky high under Reagan's watch. So his speeches about little government and diminishing government were just that, great speeches. And I got a feeling Trump is no different. But what's he doing? He's getting people energized. They're at least hearing somebody say what needs to be said. Will he do anything about it? I seriously doubt it. But here's the point. The fixes for what's wrong in these United Sovereign States of America is not going to get fixed from the top down. It's going to get fixed from the bottom up, meaning we the people have to get involved. You have to turn off your damn television, which is controlled by six Jewish corporations. Turn off the damn radio. It's got nothing good on there to listen to unless it's classical music. Other than that, turn the damn thing off. Turn off the Talmud vision. It's propaganda, people. And I'm not telling you to do something I haven't already done. When I go into my home and there's no noise, I can't tell you how relaxing that is. I can't tell you how peaceful it is to be able to sit there and read a book or even just pray or contemplate, which means think about things. And it's amazing what Father Yahweh can say to you through the Holy Spirit when there's peace and quiet. But you people don't allow peace and quiet into your lives. It's almost like you seek Satan's kids and what they'll do, because you're trapped. You're hooked. You're hooked on the promises of more booze, more drugs, more flesh, more porn, more you name it, sports, and other amusements. You're hooked like a drug addict. That's why Father said at the end of the age, the deception would be so great that even his elect would be deceived if it were possible. Praise Yahweh. The only reason it's not possible is because of the leading of the Holy Spirit for the people that truly love Yahweh. Now, unfortunately for us, we're not in the majority right now. When he said, my flock is a little flock, he wasn't kidding. And again, I found that out in my travels. There's still a whole lot of white people playing church. There's still a whole lot of white people listening to that preacher up front that's got no more calling of Yahweh than the man in the moon. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you don't have a desire for the truth and all of the truth, then your calling isn't from the Father. Your calling is either your own greed, your own vanity, your own ego, or your own agenda. But it sure as hell isn't coming from Father Yahweh. Because one of the signs of a true believer is a love, a thirst, a desire for truth and justice. If you don't have those qualities, you don't belong in the kingdom, people. You don't belong there at all. You're just as selfish and self-absorbed as all the rest of the condemned. You're part of the crowd when he finally comes here and they say, Lord, Lord, we prayed in your name. And he looks at them and says, be gone. Get away from me. I never knew you. You're part of that crowd that prays in the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, please save America. And he'll say, I didn't even hear your prayers. Your prayers didn't even reach my ears. They come from lips that lie and preach the doctrines of devils instead of the pure and simple truth of the Christ. The pure and simple truth that I am an Israelite, meaning a Caucasian. I came here for my kinsmen. Or did you public school educated morons forget that kinsman redeemer means exactly what it says? Kinsman redeemer. And in Matthew, when it says, I came not but for the lost sheep of the house of Jacob, later named Israel, it means what it says. But you're too busy playing political correctness games. How's that working out for you, by the way, as you suck up and kiss the rear ends of all of these Jews and all of these minorities that now have flooded into your countries? How's that working out for you, white man? How's it working out for you white women, too, as your countries now become the rape capitals of the world? Because the white men didn't put on their pants that day. They put their panties on. The white men forgot how to take the Jews and throw them the hell out of the halls of government. Take them from the halls of the banking houses and do what Christ did in the temple. Throw them the hell on the street and tell them to get out of Dodge. You say, oh, you can't do that. Really? Let's see. Christ went into the temple. It was full of Jews doing their typical Jewish thing. He was alone. He formed a homemade whip made of cords and then beat them from the temple. I don't remember reading in the New Testament anywhere where it said he was afraid or that he was worried about the names that he'd be called in the press or that he was worried that the Jews might be upset. Now, if your version does say that, please contact me and let me know what translation you're using, because my Bible doesn't say that. Common sense says that he didn't say that. Oral traditions don't say that he said that. Instead, his righteous indignation burned to the point where he beat them from the temple. And now you know another important reason why they wanted him killed. Who do you think's murdering all of these naturopathic research scientists who are finding simple and easy God-given cures for a whole range of ailments. They're turning up dead. Do you simpletons think that's by accident? Really? You do? It's just a coincidence? Or do you think the Jewish-run pharmacies and the Jewish-run medical mafia might be behind it? Because after all, that threatens their multi-billion dollar industry. Oh, but no, wait a minute. No, that was the Jews of the last 6,000 years. That's not the Jews of today. No, no, they don't. No, they're God's chosen. They're going to turn around and worship the Christ someday. Okay, some decade, all right. Well, some century, oh, okay, some millennium, they're going to repent and stop murdering and killing and debasing our governments and our people and our institutions and having our girls end up in pornography and prostitution, our boys in drugs and endless wars. That'll stop some millennium. So for now, we'll give them a free pass because that lying piece of dirt behind the pulpit is telling me they're God's chosen people because they speak a strange language. So they must be from God. You guys don't speak Yiddish, do you? I don't speak Yiddish, so they speak the language of deceivers. Oh, I forgot to tell you, that's what Yid means, deceiver. So they hide it right in front of your face, but they realize you're too lazy and too ignorant to ever look up anything. So they speak the language of deceivers, and your preachers are telling you that it's a special sacred language. These people are so close to Yahweh. And they continue to murder and assassinate and commit crimes and espionage and everything else because they're so special. No, I think it's because your preacher is so damn stupid and he's so corrupt and so full of himself with his ego, he won't admit he needs to go back to school. So what's he doing? He's leading the sheep to slaughter. Now tell me what the good book says about those who lead his sheep to the slaughter. It's not very pretty. Personally, I praise Yahweh. They deserve that. You take on the mantle of a pastor, a shepherd, a teacher, and then you teach half-truths? You teach the sheep to turn a blind eye to what these misfit cretins are doing in this world? I had a preacher tell me one time, he goes, Dan, if all the preachers were to teach this truth, we'd have revolution tomorrow. Hallelujah, brother! It's exactly what we need. A cleansing. Thomas Jefferson said it, didn't he? The tree of liberty must be nourished with the blood of what? Tyrants and patriots from time to time. If you haven't figured out it's time, shame on you. How many more innocent people have to die? How many more innocent babies have to be butchered so the Jews get the research material they want for their sick, demented, diabolical processes that they're trying to create in laboratories using murdered baby tissue for it? How many of you vain and pompous-ass women have mascaras and other makeup on your face with the material from aborted babies in it? It's in our face. It's always in our face. Blind, blind sheep. You know, there's a controversy going on right now. I'm going to touch on it just a little bit. And it's got to do with whether this earth is a ball or not. Now, I don't really care one way or the other what you think. I really don't care. But I've got some evidence I want to bring here to you tonight. Then you can do with it as you see fit. I know what I believe. And I've seen the evidence on both sides. And I've made up my mind. But really what I think doesn't matter. You make up your own mind. But just let me remind you of a couple things here, okay? We just discussed the fact that they always hide it in plain sight, don't they? Just like the word pharmacy. Pharmacy comes from the Greek word pharmakia. And the Greeks, when you told somebody that they were going to be dealing with pharmakia, they knew exactly what that meant. But you simpletons go into that store with that great big word pharmacy in big black and big bold red letters, pharmacy. Because they're counting on the fact that you're too busy. You can't be bothered with looking things up and learning, seeking out proper teachers instead of those lying misfits behind the pulpit. That word pharmacy comes from pharmakia. So the Greek speaker would go, my God, they're selling drugs used in black magic and sorcery. And now what are we learning? The people in natural health know what I'm going to talk about here. People are starting to wake up to it. My daughter worked in a pharmacy. She found out right up close and personal what we're talking about here. Drugs are not good for you. Oh, they'll mask a symptom for you because you people want short, simple, quick fixes. And that deceiver, that Nakash serpent, known as a Jew, has no problem selling it to you. He's making big money off of it. He knows damn well it's a poison in your body, but it will alleviate the symptom. It won't do any curing. They don't want a cure. The medical mafia, no. We don't need no cures. I can't make that Mercedes payment on a cure. We're just going to manage the symptoms. Isn't that a beautiful system? Oh, so beautiful. So now with the word pharmacy and what they have done, let's look at a couple other Greek words that have come to my attention as we talk about this new theory that's going around. And people poo-poo it. Really? Really? Well, let's take a look here. Let's take a look at this Greek word, which is in the Strong's Dictionary 4108. And 4107, which is related to it, meaning they are one's a noun, one's an adjective, okay? This word is planos. Ooh, planos. You mean like planet? Yep, exactly. In fact, the 4107 is pronounced planetes. Planetes. Sounds a lot like planet, doesn't it? So, what does the Greek word mean, planos? Well, here's what the Blue Letter Bible definition says, coming from the Strong's. Deceiver, seducing. Whoa, that's a lot like Nakash in the Hebrew. Planos has these various meanings. Wandering and roving. Misleading, leading into error. Subsection under that, A, is a vagabond, a tramp, an impostor. B, under that same subheading, is corrupter, deceiver. That's your planos. Strong's definition is here, roving as a tramp. That is, by implication, an impostor or misleader, seducer, seducing. Oh my gosh. an imposter. What are the Jews? Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, those that say they are of the Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Oh my gosh. So we use this term for where we're at, planet, that comes from the Greek word that means deceiver, imposter, corruptor. In the Thayer's Greek lexicon, which is a much more scholarly work than Strong's, it's wandering, roving, misleading, leading into error, as in a wandering star. Now, they give two New Testament verses here where this exact word, planos, is used in the Greek writings. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," or the latter days, or the end of the age, whichever way you want to say it, "some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Who did Christ say were devils? Oh, that's right, the Jews. So the word seducing in that verse comes right from planos. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7, "For many deceivers are entered into the world." Again, Strong's 4108, "for deceivers. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, or that Yahweh has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver," again, Strong's 4108, "and an antichrist." This is a planos and an antichrist. Just food for thought, folks. Now, I used Bible Hub for this one. By the way, the Blue Letter Bible and Bible Hub are excellent sites, free, to get many different lexicon definitions and breakdowns of the etymology of the Greek words. So 4107 is planetes, which is the noun. Planos was the adjective. So this is planetes. Again, sounds a lot like planet, doesn't it? It's a short definition, is a wanderer. But it's the expanded definition that's really quite amazing. 4107, planetes, is a masculine noun derived from 4105, planao, to wonder. Properly, a wandering star. Ooh, a wandering star. Figuratively, a false teacher. Well, we've got a lot of those, don't we? Behind the pulpits. We got a lot of planetes. Operating without a moral compass and exploiting other aimless people. Ooh, ooh. That is, prompting them to also stray from God's circle of safety, meaning sound doctrine. So planetes, planet, is a deceiver causing the aimless or those without direction to stray from Yahweh's circle of safety. You put the pieces together, I'm just presenting the arguments. Planos and planetes from the Greek, very much like the word pharmacy from pharmakia, you connect the dots. Now let me throw one more in here while we're talking about the deception of these Jews and their proselytes amongst our own people. Remember what Scripture says, the proselyte, the white man that is a proselyte of the Jew, is twice the child of hell that even the Jew is. twice the child of hell. The people that are converted from their either bribing them or intimidating them or cajoling them or brainwashing them, it matters not. But the lapdog of our race, the white man or white woman who does the bidding of these devils in flesh called Jews, these proselytes are twice the child of hell. They walk amongst us. They wear police uniforms. They wear military uniforms. They wear suits in the halls of Congress. Proselytes of the very people Christ told us to never trust, never allow into our country, never allow them to have any sway over us because they are of their father, the devil. And we've invited them in and have given them complete control. And we stand around like a bunch of, I can't even use the word. I can't use the word. It describes the despicable, gutless, spineless people that we have become. Now, I've told you about where pharmacy comes from. I've told you where the word planet comes from. Here's another word that we find interesting, also in relation to this new movement. Actually, it's not new, because up until 500 years ago, all of the scholars, all of intelligentsia, all of the documents referred to the planet as a plane and not a ball. Now, again, I know there's people out there going to laugh about this. I laughed about it the first time I heard it. But I have this thing where even if I'm going to laugh about it, I'm still going to check into it. Especially when I see the credentials of the people who present the argument and I hear the vibration in their voice and I see the logic of their presentation, I will definitely look into it. That's all I'm telling you you should do. You shouldn't take my word for it. You shouldn't take their word for it. You need to look into it. That is, if you care about truth or not. If you care about even what's logical. Because one of the people that's leading the way in this theory, because there's no way to really prove it, meaning whatever. The point of it is, he brings out one of the best arguments I've heard. Anytime a police investigator or a criminal investigator looks into something, he always asks, qui bono, which is Latin for who benefits. And I've heard this from people who are actual police investigators and even military investigators. You always ask who benefits. Who benefits from us going for way over 6,000 years believing that this earth was a special creation of our Heavenly Father? Very special, very unique. To the current thought that we have today, who benefited from that change about 500 years ago when Copernicus came along with really a pretty lame argument? And yet it was put upon and promoted. Who promoted it? Oh, the same Nakashes, the same Planetes deceivers, because it separates you from the Father. It takes you from being in a very specially created place and puts you in a ball in the middle of nothing. For as far as the so-called instruments, if there are such things, because after all, the government doesn't tell us the truth about anything, do they? Again, if I'm wrong, please contact me. But what have they told us the truth about in my lifetime? So we're talking almost 63 years. So they've lied for 63 years to me, and I'm willing to bet they've lied to you. So these same people now are telling us the truth about space and where we live. I think I'm going to trust the ancients. I think I'm going to trust the Bible. I think I'm going to trust logic. And qui bono. Also, this little piece of information that's been presented to me. The word NASA. Now, they're going to tell you it stands for what? The National... I forget what NASA stands for. But it's basically a branch of government dealing with space. But isn't it interesting, much like the word planet and pharmacy, that this word also has a Hebrew meaning, a word pronounced exactly like NASA. Now, call me crazy, but I don't believe in coincidences, that this word NASA in the Hebrew, and I looked it up in my hardbound dictionary. I didn't look it up online. I looked it up in my Hebrew lexicon that's sitting on my bookshelf. And sure enough, it means a great deception. They are clever little devils, aren't they? They hide it in plain sight. What's that saying the Mossad, the Israeli secret police, has over their door? By deception thou shalt make war. By deception thou shalt make. They don't want to die. They don't want to actually have to do any fighting. They want you to do the fighting and the dying, because they'll handle the deception part. That's how come they get us into like Vietnam and Afghanistan. It's all deception. We went over and murdered all those Iraqis and their president when we had no business over there because there was no evidence against them. That didn't matter to a Jew. He just makes things up. Then once Saddam Hussein's dead and all those hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are gone and the Jews get their puppet officials put in place, oh, then it comes out. Well, there really wasn't any weapons of mass destruction. The Iraqis were not part of the Twin Towers coming down. Actually, that was a Mossad and Jews in America combined effort. Jews within our government here and the Mossad over there, along with the proselytes, the traitors of the white race in the government, and probably some non-whites as well. They pulled it off. But the Arabs were blamed. So not only is it wrong for what we did in Iraq, because first of all, Arabs weren't even part of it. But even if the Arabs were, let's say they were telling the truth, those Arabs weren't Iraqis. So once again, the stupid whites, the stupid Americans, went in and destroyed a perfectly stable country so that the Jews could get their lapdogs in there, the Jews could put their banking system in place instead of the gold-backed currency that Saddam was getting ready to issue for his people. Same thing with Muammar Gaddafi. There was stability in Libya, and he was getting ready to issue his own gold-backed currency for the benefit of his people, and the Jews said, no. But we're not going to go over there. We're not going to spill Jewish blood. Oh, no, no. That's what you stupid cattle in America are for. You Shabbos goy. You stupid cows. That's what you're for, to die and fight for our sorry asses. So we can sit in the counting houses counting up all of our trillions of phony baloney Babylonian money. We'll get you SOBs to do the dying. And of course, our generals and admirals go right along with it, because after all, they make a pretty damn good salary. They got a pretty damn good retirement coming up here. All they got to do is go along. That's all you got to do, boys. Go along. Go along with your little Jewish masters. and pray that these communist Jews in control here today aren't like their cousins back in 1940 when they decided that the Polish officers and policemen and intelligentsia couldn't be trusted. So, butcher Stalin and his butcher Jewish commissars murdered 22,000 Polish. You might say the upper crust of Polish society was wiped out in 2 months. That's what they did then. That wasn't all that long ago, even for you simpletons coming out of the public school system. Do the math. 1940. All right? A little over 70 years ago. It's not that long. Not that long. In fact, numerically, it's even possible that some of the misfits that took part in that could still be alive, couldn't they? It is possible. It would be great to see them hanging by a rope. You want to hunt down villains, they should be hunting those down. But then again, they'd be hunting down fellow Jews, so they're not good about that. They're not good about that. They don't want to hunt down Jewish villains. They'd rather hunt down other people who weren't actually villains, but we'll say they are because we just like killing people. As they proved when they put the bullets into the heads of 22,000 Polish civilians, police, and military. So you proselytes in Europe and you proselytes in Canada and you proselytes in the United States, I hope you're saying your prayers to whatever God you have that these Jews don't do to you what they did to those poor Polish folks over there and what they did to the tens of millions of Ukrainians, starving them, men, women, and children to death, butchering them by nailing them to the sides of their barns and gutting them, and then dancing around fires, holding their entrails in the hands and singing songs about killing the white Christian men, women, and children. I hope they don't do that to you. It's only that part of me that Yahweh presses upon me to be kind to my brothers and sisters that I say you should be praying, because the man inside me prays that you get exactly what you deserve. You get exactly what those poor people in Poland got. You get exactly what those Ukrainians got. You get exactly what those Iraqi and Libyan people got rained upon your sorry, sick asses. That's what the man inside me says. But then again, you pray to some foreign god anyway. You don't know Yahweh. You pray to some Baal god called Jesus or Lord or whatever fictitious name that's out there. I'm not sure you even know a god of any kind. Probably most of you are atheists. When the Jews drag you out of your homes to take you down for the transport trucks so that you can be led off to the slaughterhouse like the Polish people were, I wonder if you're going to realize what's going on. Or are you so lame and stupid that you won't know it? Even with all of this evidence before us. And we didn't even talk about what the Jews did to the German people after the war was over. The Jew Eisenhower and his Jewish cabal around him in Washington, and what they did with the firebombing of the German cities, and the murdering of millions, and I did say millions, of German POWs at the end of the war. We didn't even talk about what the Jews did there. So my imprecatory prayer is that you liars and misfits doing the work of your Jewish masters, my imprecatory prayer is you get what you deserve. As for me and my house, we will not disarm, and we will not let overwhelming force make our decisions for us. Yahweh made our decision for us a long time ago, and that is fight to the death. I don't care about the consequences. People say, well, you can't win. Really? I sure as hell can't win if I don't try. And the enemy is doing an awful lot of propagandizing to make me think that there's no winning for us. He's doing that to you too. What they can't stand is somebody who turns a blind eye to all of this fear porn and misinformation and simply keeps his eye on the cross, keeps his eye on the truth, keeps his eye on the fact that these misfit communist bastard Khazar Jews are our enemy. Everything they are and everything they stand for, they are our enemy. And those that do their bidding are also our enemy. You see, it's really quite simple. That's why I sleep well at night, because I don't worry about all this. People say, well, we can't win. They might do this. What does it matter? What does it matter? As my dear father said, everything is in black and white, right and wrong. That's the way I look at it too. It's either right or wrong. And what these people in Washington are doing is wrong. What these people are doing in many of our state governments is wrong. On every level, it is wrong. Not just constitutionally, logically, and biblically. They have nothing that they are doing that's for we, the people. It's all about them and their Jewish masters and their God called gold. Or money. Choose you this day who you will serve, Israelite. Choose this day who you will serve, non-Israelite. Will you be like the woman in Matthew who had the sick daughter that Christ Jesus called a dog because she was not of the house of Israel, meaning of the family of the Caucasian Jacob Israel people? He called her a dog for even asking for help. But he didn't even talk to her. He told the disciple that said, would you please do something with this woman? She's an annoyance. She keeps asking for a blessing. That's when he said, it's not good to give the children's meat, meaning the food, the sustenance that I bring for my people, to dogs. It wasn't until she acknowledged that, yes, I am a dog, meaning I am not of the house of Israel. I am not of your race. But don't dogs deserve crumbs from their master's table? That is the first time Messiah looked at her and spoke to her. That's not saying it's a put down. It's saying, just as it says in the Old Testament, those that bless Abraham shall be blessed, and those who curse Abraham shall be cursed. Abraham was one of our people. He sure as hell wasn't a despicable Khazar, Zionist, communist, butchering, murdering, lying, thieving Jew. Those who bless Abraham will be blessed. Those who curse Abraham shall be cursed. I ran out of time. Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask your blessing upon the people that were listening to this message. May it go to those that you would wish it to. Thank you for this opportunity. And please, Father Yahweh, give our people strength, courage, good discernment, and protect them from their enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.